Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Cale Berger with you on this Friday, kicking off your Memorial Day weekend. I'm in for Paul Zeiss, obviously, as you can tell by the music. And a short one tonight as we have late night West Coast Pirates baseball. As you just heard in the headline there, the Bucks start a three-game series with the Padres tonight. So I'm with you until 8:30 when Josh Rountree takes over with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. But a lot to get to, a lot of news on today's show, and we're going to hit a bunch of different areas, but we're obviously going to start things off talking about the Steelers' new general manager, Omar Khan, introduced today officially. They also officially announced hirings of his assistant GM, Andy Wido, who came over from the Eagles, and their director of pro scouting, Sheldon White, as well. Those guys officially announced their hirings today, and Omar Khan, in an introductory press conference, officially introduced. So we talked about this a lot on yesterday's show. I was in for Zeiss as well. The new dynamic we might see from the Steelers' front office. I was saying, you know, it's a situation where, you know, they're kind of getting the best of both worlds. They are staying in their comfort zone a little bit, but also bringing in some new ideas, a new point of view as well, with Weidel adding him to the mix as well, along with Sheldon White. We're going to dive into that a lot more here on today's show, especially outlining and looking into Andy Weidel's track record. You know, his previous stops in Baltimore and most recently with the Eagles. They do things very differently across the state in terms of how they run their front office, how they conduct the draft, how they acquire talent, trades, all that kind of stuff. It's a very different setup with Howie Roseman's regime over there in Philadelphia compared to what the Steelers have here. What can Andy Weidel bring to the Steelers? We're going to dive into that coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we're going to let you hear portions of Omar Khan's introductory press conference. And a lot of what we heard from him was how the Steelers are going to keep things status quo. But also he did say and allude to some new ideas he has. Didn't want to reveal those. Kept those pretty close to the vest. But they are going to keep a lot of things status quo and how they had been for the last 20-plus years under Kevin Colbert. Is that the right move? Did the Steelers need to make a drastic change and change their ways and alter how they conduct themselves with this changing of the guard with the general manager, or do you think it's the right move? The Pittsburgh Steelers have been a successful franchise, and the way they've done things has always worked, and they should keep doing things the way they always have. 412-928-9370 is the number to call if you want to weigh in on that conversation throughout the show here. Coming up at 7, we'll talk to Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers reporter, sports director, who was down there on the South Side today at that press conference. He'll share his take on Omar Khan, his initial takeaways from him and what his expectations are, plus some other observations from the first week here or the last week of Steelers OTAs down at the practice facility. One guy I'm intrigued about, and I had Chris Carter on the show from Steelers Now last night. We talked about a number of things. Kenny Pickett, the wide receivers, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. One thing we didn't touch on is really the defensive side, and especially what's it like seeing Brian Flores buzzing out there on the practice field? So we'll ask Jeff Hathorn about that as well. Also, coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to whip around the AFC North a little bit. We have two, you know, headlines or two topics that have sprung up from division rivals of the Steelers today, really. Number one, a new contract and extension signed between the Browns and tight end David Njoku. Pretty big numbers. not a small deal by any means for a guy who's really been a backup tight end for them since he was drafted out of Miami. I have some thoughts on that one. And also Lamar Jackson, who's looking for a new deal as well. He's also his own agent. He and his mother, they're trying to negotiate a long-term deal with the Ravens, and he's not at OTAs. One member of the media did not take too kindly to that. It was not a fan of Lamar Jackson not being in attendance at Ravens OTAs. We'll talk about that as well a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour. And before we hand it off to the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, want to dive into a little NBA discussion. We obviously at 8:30 are going to have Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Celtics and the Heat. This has been a series that has a very strange dynamic where it's a series that is going to Game 6 and the Heat are trying to force a Game 7, but none of the games have been particularly close. I don't think I've ever seen a series where we have had this many lopsided games go this deep, but nevertheless, the Celtics have a chance to get back to the finals for the first time since, you know, they lost to Kobe's Lakers about 12 years ago. So we will talk about that a little bit later on the show before we hand it off to Josh Rountree with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can also text us on the Egger Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Egger Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. One final thing to mention before we take our first break here and then come back and really dive into what we learned from Omar Khan today. I like to have these long-term discussions or long-term topics that kind of transcend the length of the show or go along with the length of the show. You can call in at any time and weigh in if you have one. We've talked about some ridiculous off-the-wall things over the last couple of shows I've done here, filling in for Paul. I found one on Twitter today, and I do want to make sure that I give some credit to the person that initially came up with this topic, because I certainly think it's one that's very intriguing. This is from at Powell Analytics on Twitter, who posed the question today: what is the biggest one-hit wonder season from an athlete in sports history that you can remember? I think that's a very fascinating topic. I certainly have some names that came to mind. I want to hear some of your suggestions as well. The biggest one-hit wonder seasons in sports, 412-928-9370. All of those topics on the table. Would love to hear from you. We're going to dive into what we heard from Omar Khan, the Steelers' new GM, coming up next year on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Cale Berger with you tonight. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you are already far along in your planning process for your barbecue, your cookout, how you're going to spend the day off on Monday. Or maybe you're driving to Jersey Shore, Maryland, Delaware, wherever people vacation, Virginia Beach. Maybe you're on your way there as well. Well, regardless, glad to be with you here on the show tonight. It was a big day for the Pittsburgh Steelers as they introduced their new general manager, Omar Khan, director of football operations for the last 11, 12 years or so, been with the organization for 21, and gets the promotion to GM to replace the legendary Kevin Colbert. Not the only development for the Steelers today, as also they officially announced the hirings of assistant GM Andy Weidel, who was a vice president with the Eagles. And also they bring over Sheldon White, who's going to be their new director of pro scouting as well. Going to let you hear from Omar Khan here in a little bit. But just to preface this, you know, what did we hear from the Steelers' new general manager today? Well, number one, we heard a lot of the same things we've heard from the last 20 years under Kevin Colbert. What do I mean by that? Well, it's not going to be all that much different in a lot of ways than what the Steelers have had. It's going to be a lot of status quo. And, you know, no one is really caught off guard by this. We all kind of expected as much when we knew really all along, everyone had the feeling the betting favorite was that they would promote from within. It was going to be Khan or it was going to be Brandon Hunt. It's Omar Khan who officially gets the promotion here with actually Brandon Hunt getting hired away by the Eagles today as well. But we knew when they were going to promote from within that it was going to be status quo. Now, you know, this does raise that question. Did the Steelers need drastic change in their front office? Did they need to go out and hire someone to be the head honcho that would completely turn things upside down, that would totally come in here and lay down the law and establish a new regime? I'm not so sure. You know, a lot of Steelers fans who feel like the team has underachieved over the last, you know, 8 years or so, you know, maybe feel that way. Maybe you listening out there feel that way. 412-928-9370. Would love to hear from you if that's something you thought the Steelers needed to do instead of promoting a guy who has been with them for 20 years, that's done a fantastic job in his previous role, managing the salary cap and doing a remarkable job finding money where it didn't seem that there was money available to continue to keep the Steelers roster competitive. Would love to hear from you if you think that instead of that, they should have gone out and hired someone that was from outside the organization to take over for Kevin Colbert and change the philosophy of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But what we heard from Omar Khan today was a lot of status quo. And going to let you hear from a little bit of him here, and we'll hear a little more from his press conference later on in the show as well. But here's what Steelers' new GM Omar Khan had to say in his introductory press conference today.
Omar, how much will things change with you from Kevin? You do things different?
Yeah, obviously, you know, being in this role, responsibilities shift a little bit. But, you know, I have my hands on a lot of things that I've done before and obviously have my hands on other things. And, you know, it'll be a...
Omar, you're known mostly as kind of the cap guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much how the public has known you for a while. What do you bring to this job, including from a football capacity?
Yeah, look, I can tell you that from the first day I started here in Pittsburgh, it's been all about football and building a championship roster here. And I learned that from day one, and that's not going to change.
Omar, I know you have a good relationship with Andy. What does he help bring to the table for what you do?
You know, I've known Andy for over 20 years. He's a strong evaluator. He's a very loyal person, a Steeler type of person.
Omar, speaking about the player evaluation side of things, evaluation side of things, since referenced before, we sort of know you through the business lens and the cap lens. Do you see yourself leaning on the opinions of others perhaps more early to work your way into more of an expertise on the player evaluation end, or how much of that have you built that maybe we don't know, having not really dealt with you publicly so much?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm confident in saying that I've touched every aspect of the football operations, obviously some more than others. But I think every good leader understands his strengths and his weaknesses, and, you know, neither of which I'm going to discuss here publicly. But I think every good leader surrounds himself around smart people that are going to help him succeed, and that's my plan.
So that's part of the portion there with Omar Khan discussing how he's going to lean on guys, how he feels like he's well-versed in all the aspects that pertain to the job of being general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, that is the reality, though, that this has been a guy that is more from the business side of things. That is where his expertise really lies. And, you know, the rest of the guys that the Steelers have added to supplement him or support him in various roles, whether it's Andy Weidel from the Eagles or Sheldon White, who's now the new director of pro scouting, what I'm seeing and reading into, And I'm sure others have read into this as well throughout the day as these comments have been parsed through and replayed over and over. Obviously, he's going to lean on others, right? You know, it takes a village, I guess, as you could say, to describe what it takes to run a professional football team, a front office of an NFL franchise. But I think it's naive to think that, well, yes, Omar Khan has mainly a business acumen and mainly a business experience. I think it's naive to think that when he's been here 21 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers, he hasn't spent any time at all delving into the scouting department, the player personnel side of things. I think that's naive. You don't spend 21 years in the same building or with the same franchise and have no interaction with the other side of or the other aspects of the organization, especially when your number one goal, your number one dream job, you know, is to be the general manager of that franchise. If that's your ultimate goal and that is your career trajectory you're trying to put yourself on, you're obviously going to go out and try to be as well-versed in all aspects of that job as you possibly can. You know, put it into perspective. Myself, a young broadcaster in this industry, okay? I don't just go on here and only talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, maybe that is my strongest sport, okay? But unless I'm trying to go for being the play-by-play broadcaster of the Pittsburgh Steelers down the line at some point in my career, it'd probably be a good idea for me to be well-versed in the Penguins, the Pirates, Pitt, a little NBA, college. You want to be as diversified as possible. So while, yes, most of his attention has been paid towards figuring out the salary cap, the business side of things, I think it is a little bit naive to think that that's all he's done. And he said as much there. But still, that was not his primary role. That was not his primary job that he had in his 20 years plus with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think when you see the way that this staff around him has been constructed, it's to make sure he has people to lean on, to make sure he has people that are more well-versed or people that are more, I guess, zeroed in on that side of things, the player personnel scouting side of things, to make sure that this brain trust of people that are going to be making decisions for the Pittsburgh Steelers is as lock and step as it can possibly be. We'll hear from a little more from Omar Khan later on in the show as well. But coming up next, and we'll talk about this on the show too, and I would love to hear from you as well. Are you happy with the Omar Khan signing? Do you think they needed to go outside the organization and find someone new and bold and fresh and completely change how they do things? Or are you okay with the Pittsburgh Steelers with how they have operated and been for the last decade plus and think, I want them to keep doing things the way they've been doing it? 412-928-9370. But coming up next, Andy Weidel, the assistant general manager. He was the VP for the Eagles under Howie Roseman. He comes over to now be the number two underneath Omar Khan. Different backgrounds, and he comes from a background with a very different style than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will the perspective and point of view that he brings help shift the Pittsburgh Steelers into a little more, not necessarily contemporary, but a little more something resembling what we see in other NFL franchises today in terms of how they conduct personnel, business, trades, the draft, all that kind of stuff? I think it would behoove the Steelers to take on some of those ideas. I think Andy Weidel can do that. We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Cale Berger on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. 412-928-9370. You can call that number if you want to weigh in on the Steelers' new front office additions, promotions, and additions. Also, our topic of the show for today, which is, what are the biggest one-hit wonders in sports? One season where a guy popped off and then faded into obscurity. Would love to hear some more of those suggestions. I'm looking at the some of the ones we've gotten on Twitter so far right now. Some of them are the obvious ones I have thought of. We'll circle back to this a little bit later in the show. I know Joel Nelson, who's behind the glass, has some on his mind as well. So we'll discuss those a little bit later, probably at the end of the next hour. We'll get another hour and a half with each other. But listen, Twitter never fails. These great topics and these great poll questions are always just thrown out into the ether every day, and it creates conversation. It's fascinating, really is. We're talking about the Steelers' new general manager hire, Omar Khan. He promoted from being the director of football operations, been with the organization 20 years. Said today in his introductory press conference, a lot of
what you expect. First of all, you can tell he was coached very, very well. You could tell also that this is a guy who has largely been behind the scenes to this point in his career. And it's probably one of those first opportunities or times where he's had to be out there in the spotlight, at the podium, as the man. And obviously that comes with the territory, being the new GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, we heard a lot of things that will stay the same. They are, you know, not going to negotiate with players in season. They're probably not going to do a bunch of wheeling and dealing when it comes to trades or with the NFL draft either. It's going to be a continuation of the strategy that we have seen implemented by the Pittsburgh Steelers for decades now, and one that, you know, has resulted in success. They have six Super Bowls to their name, two this century, but also recently, you can understand the argument or see the justification of why, hey, maybe we need to just slightly alter how we do things. We can still be the Pittsburgh Steelers and do things our way, but maybe there's room for us to move the needle a little bit because of the way that Super Bowls are being won nowadays. You know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago or months ago about how, you know, maybe it was time for the Pittsburgh Steelers to adjust how they conduct their business, how their front office operates. You know, we look at teams like the Los Angeles Rams, wheeling and dealing, sending first-round picks, second-round picks to opposing teams for players that can make an impact right now, you know, like they're pennies, like they're dimes and nickels, like they don't mean anything, these draft picks. We've seen them throw picks around and in turn acquire guys like Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey and Matthew Stafford, and you know, wouldn't you know, now they have a Super Bowl. We've seen other teams that have done it where they've entirely built through the draft and they've won Super Bowls that way. That is how the Pittsburgh Steelers have won Super Bowls in the past. There's many ways to do it, but it seems like right now, the way teams are operating and winning games and winning Super Bowls and getting deep playoff runs is because they're being fast and loose with a lot of their assets and they're not afraid to make the big deal. And this is what brings me to Andy Weidel, the assistant general manager who they officially announced his hiring today, along with their new director of pro scouting, Sheldon White. Andy Weidel comes from that Howie Roseman tree. He was the number two to Howie Roseman over in Philly. Early on in his career, spent time with the Steelers. He's a Mount Lebanon native, so there's obviously that tie there that enticed the Steelers. They got to have some Steelers connection to be brought in and hired by the Steelers. That's obviously how it always works, or seemingly does. But you look at what the Eagles have done and how they have approached things. Now, they've won a Super Bowl, obviously, more recently than the Steelers have, back in 2017, when Nick Foles led them to an improbable Super Bowl win with the Philly Special over Tom Brady and the Patriots. But when you look at the Eagles, they do things a lot differently under Howie Roseman, or they have since 2010 when he was promoted to GM, over these last 12 years than the Steelers have. They've not been afraid to make a trade, whether that's in season, sending picks to another team to acquire impact players, and they haven't been afraid to trade draft picks either. And we've seen that as well, you know, come to fruition with all of the picks that they had in this year's draft, and they've obviously made trades to get up. They've traded back. They've traded key players to get draft picks as well. Now, not all of these have worked. Some of them have backfired, but a lot of them have worked very well. And it's kind of becoming the norm of what we are seeing from NFL franchises in the 2020s and slightly before that. The Rams are the big name, but you see it from the Chargers. You've seen it from the Eagles. The Dolphins are making these giant trades. The Raiders. All of these franchises are making big moves to try and win right now. And the Eagles have done those sort of things, and they've only won one Super Bowl here, recent memory, but still sooner than, or more recently than the Pittsburgh Steelers have. Let's look back at some of these trades that the Eagles have made in the time that Andy Weidel has been there. In 2020, traded a third rounder and a fifth rounder to acquire Darius Slay from the Lions, one of the best corners in the league, and a lockdown guy for the Eagles. They made that trade to get rid of Carson Wentz in 2021 where, you know, Wentz had an awful year in 2020, and prior to last season, they sent him to Indianapolis, and they were able to get a third rounder, a second rounder that could have possibly turned into a first. But they've also made some bad ones as well. When they traded LeSean McCoy for Kiko Alonso in 2015, not great. They traded a third round pick in 2018 for Golden Tate. What am I getting at here? Well, while some of those trades worked out very well, some obviously backfired, the Eagles were a franchise that had been willing to take risks. They were willing to swing big, and if they missed, they missed, but they were willing to take that chance to try and supplement and beef up their roster and get impact players in their building. The Pittsburgh Steelers have done that a little bit more recently, most notably with Minkah Fitzpatrick, but largely that hasn't necessarily been their forte. That hasn't necessarily been their strategy. But what we're seeing with a lot of these teams that are winning Super Bowls recently, the Rams especially, they're making these big trades. They're making these big-time acquisitions. They're moving draft picks. They're moving impact players. And it's paying off for these teams, resulting in Super Bowl berths and Super Bowl appearances. So I'm not necessarily advocating for the Pittsburgh Steelers to throw out their history and throw out their blueprint and all of the stuff they've always done, because it has resulted in six Super Bowls, but the last one came in 2010, 12 years ago. And they haven't necessarily, outside of a couple AFC championship berths that they didn't exactly compete in against the Patriots and whoever else, other than that, they haven't come very close since then. And so while I am okay with Omar Khan being more of a status quo guy, keeping things how they've been under Kevin Colbert, Kevin Colbert was very effective as a general manager. But what I'm also excited about is a guy like Andy Weidel, who has a different background than Omar Khan. So there's already that thing that those two will be working together and helping each other out in that respect because they have different expertise. But in addition, he's coming from a different philosophy. An organization that does things differently than the Pittsburgh Steelers always have. And while I don't think this is going to be some kind of a coup where Andy Weidel comes in and turns the Pittsburgh Steelers into the Los Angeles Rams, I do think it's good to have a guy like that in the room that says, hey, I've been somewhere where we've done things a little bit differently. It worked out for us. Why can't it work here? And I think that's what you want. You want different perspectives, different points of view, different experiences in a collaborative effort to help your football team be the best that it can possibly be. And I think that's what excites me about these changes we've seen the Steelers made is that looks to be the approach they're taking. And I think that's one that I can get behind 100%. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Tonight, mostly cloudy with late showers and a possible thunderstorm before some smaller showers later in the night. Low of 58. Saturday, some sun in the morning ahead of an early shower. High of 74. Coming up next, our sports director, Steelers reporter, Jeff Hathorn. He was at the introductory press conference for Omar Khan today. He's going to join me coming up next. It's Cale Berger on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.